The mixed messaging coming out of Luke Beveridge's mouth, and I feel other messaging coming out of the football club. Amit Bains publicly speaking last year in July, we are a top four team in his belief. The contractual situations, Caleb Daniel, Bailey Dale, Jack McRae, either being subbed this year or subbed out or playing in the VFL. And then you've got the weird comments that made by Luke Beveridge last Saturday night.
Yeah.
Friday night.
I'm in a slightly different camp, Damo, because I don't think it's mixed messaging. I think it's pretty clear where they're at. They are trying to evolve their list and their team on the run while still being competitive now, which is it's a balancing act. But it's probably the right thing to do because they've probably realised the group that they've got are not good enough to win them a premiership or to make them a genuine contender. So you've got to continue to evolve on the run.
Even though the CEO says they're a top four team.
That was last year. That was midway through last year where they probably did think that. And then they fell away at the back end of last year.
Talent-wise, though, should they be playing a final this year?
But we know it's more than just talent.
So then if it becomes system, that goes to the coach.
It's not system. It could be effort. I've got these players that have been inconsistent are some of their senior players. And even, Damo, I know it's been used a bit now, the contractual situation of these players. They all signed at the start of 2022 or mid-2022 when they just come off a grand final. So it was all fair enough at the time to sign all those three players. But that's almost 2 years ago. A lot changes in 2 years. A lot evolves in regards to football. He knows the athleticism needs to be there from their list. So he's trying to find the balancing act between, yes, we want to win now, but at the same time, finding your next wave of players. It'd be like what Geelong have been doing for the last 12, 18 months, and they do it really well, but the Cats, you know, are a great club. So I think it's pretty obvious. Everyone has to get their head around. That's what it looks like.
Bailey Dale and Caleb Daniel have not changed the way they play.
No.
The expectation on them now is to play in a different manner. So is that fair to all of a sudden go, well, we've accepted what you don't bring from a point, but we'll overlook it because of the strength you bring to the side. Whereas now, well, you're not defending like you haven't for the last 100 games of your career, but we're going to hang you out to dry on it. We expect better.
But it evolves, doesn't it? Like when you're winning, of course you get away with it. But as soon as you start losing, you need to make change. And I think that's where they're at now. They're not winning as many games as they were, and they've got to make change.